I don't know if it was true that, for example, you never surf at all. Only one of you.
We tried. Well, Dennis and I would surf. I did not like it, and I was not good at it. The other guys didn't even bother. They were busy doing other things.
Yeah.
And so Dennis continued to surf, though, and race cars, and I didn't.
Yeah, okay, and for example?
Although I intend to take up surfing in my 70s.
Okay. Because, for example, for me, like, when you're surfing safari, that is like a trip, you know, that for us surfers, sometimes it changed your life from one point to another point that there is no return. Physically and specifically mentally. So, did you share with surfing this kind of experience? I mean, did you join local surfers? They were surfing, you were singing.
Yeah, it was a gang. We had a gang of surfers in our school, and we hung out together. And people feared us.
Okay.
And within the gang, I was the mascot. They made fun of me. They kicked my ass, and they said, "Hey, Beach Boy," you know. And then so they were tough on me, you know.
Right.
But yeah, that's how it went.
May we ask where are them now and where are
well,
you?
Well, I don't know. There were some smart guys there. I mean, evil but smart. And so they probably became Wall Street guys, as far as I know.
Okay.